regardless of what, RadioKOL.com, and Win App are telling you right now, this is not the Mr. Skullhead Show. This is the Jick and Skullhead Show, 10 Dozen Minutes of Mashed Potatoes. I'm Mr. Skullhead.
I'm Jick.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't change the show title before I connected, and it'll disconnect and reconnect with every letter I type if I try to change it now.
Wow, so. That's a really horrible feature.
Yeah, it, I'm sure there's an option to make it not do that, but maybe somewhere.
See, this is why you shouldn't use Winamp. You should use the just little bundle of awesomeness that is SAM6 or whatever.
I have been told that you can't do Skype with SAM3. Is that not the case?
Yeah, as far as I know, it is.
Ah, okay.
You know what I really need to do is I really need to get that telephone thing working.
The telephone thing.
Yeah, where I can... I just want to cut into the earpiece for a telephone and be able to use that to go into the microphone and out the speakers of the computer so that we can actually, like, call people.
Hmm.
Or accept calls from people, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
Hot Stuff suggested for a long time getting a just like a cheap plan cell phone that was only turned on during the show so we actually could take calls.
Huh.
But I don't know. I don't know how well that would do. Like, we wouldn't have the lag issues that we had, you know, trying to Skype people in and all the ridiculous technical issues, but I think we would just get a lot of ticklet.
Fairly so. I mean, when we did that originally, I realized why people who are on the radio on a regular basis have call screeners.
Yeah.
It's not like... we got a lot of people who meant well, but people who were oddly starstruck... that was just kind of strange.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe maybe that kind of thing is worn off. Maybe they'll maybe they'd be less struck now as our stars have faded. Our 15 minutes are 15 minutes are almost over. Ah, how you been?
Well, the past keeps coming back to haunt me. It's been kind of a strange week that way. Got an email from someone that I went to college with. Ran into Cindy Newton from high school. Just ran into her randomly and just had lunch with Mike Schmidt from high school / college.
Wow. How's he?
Not an asshole anymore, it seems.
I never thought he was an asshole. I just thought he was obnoxious.
Yeah.
Is he still obnoxious?
No. He's a lot more mellow.
That's good.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. Nothing much exciting has gone on. I don't think. No, can't think of anything.
What was that email that you were showing me? Is that something you wanted to share with the class?
Oh, yeah. I ought to post that in the. I actually did sort of. I updated the thread today about the new server progress, but the rack is hooked up apparently, or rather, it will be tomorrow, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bottom half of rack 4.21. I was hoping we'd be on the top half of the rack, because I don't like bending over, and I don't like watching Xenophobe bend over. So if we ever have to go in there and work on it, one of us is going to have to bend over.
Just send in the midget.
Do we have a midget?
Yeah, the midget that holds my TV. And so,
Instead
of an entertainment center, just send him in. He won't have to bend over.
Hmm. I guess I don't remember that story exactly.
I was listening to a really old radio show, and somehow I decided that my entertainment center was a midget who held my TV, and then when other people came over and I needed it to be held higher, I had another midget to stand underneath that midget.
Oh. Why do you need your TV up higher when there are more people watching?
So more people can see. And so they can have, like, stadium seating, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, something like that.
Hmm. Just sitting on each other's shoulders?
Yeah.
Huh. That's, yeah. So, we got questions.
If they've got questions, we've got answers.
What day is today? The 21st? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a ton of questions from before today. Oh, Knight of the Round is reporting somebody losing their candles from the Friar Quest on White Wednesday and asking how that person would be able to continue the quest. All right. my understanding of the way that that kind of thing happened is that your flags should have gotten rolled back to the exact same point where your inventory got rolled back to. So it would have to be a pretty weird situation for a quest to get screwed up like that, because anything that gave you the item, you would be exactly where you were before you got the item. And I don't know if the people who've had this happen have tried adventuring for the items again, or if there actually is a situation where it's impossible to get them, in which case we need to do some repairing on that. But
you know, I fixed one today that had the Sorceress quest in an unwinnable state.
How so?
They had, when they tried to use keys, they got the message, like, you've already used this key, what are you hanging around for? But they didn't have the items in their inventory.
Huh.
So I just sent them the item to get through it.
That's... I don't know, I can't figure out how that would have happened. I guess they could have been playing during the backup. I mean, that would... what that would mean was that... I don't know. 50 people, maybe, were affected.
That's the first one I've seen in the 500 or so.
Maybe that is the case, then. I mean, maybe that's just people who were playing really late at night while the backup was running in their inventory and flags got slightly out of sync because of that.
Word.
But we'll, you know, have them report those just like regular lost reports or whatever, and we'll get through them.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something that's happening commonly, it's probably worth us writing a script to check it out, but I just haven't really seen the details of really more than a couple of them, so.
Yeah. This is weird. I can't seem to get to the forums.
Really?
Ah, there we go. Never mind. Must have just been that tab that I drank. And, yeah.
You know, they're loading for me, although very slowly.
Because Lusty Pirate Wench asks us to plug the March St. Louis Meet Me in St. Louis KOL Con, which I will do as soon as I figure out what the date for that one is.
Yeah, I looked at it, but then I forgot to remember.
That's one that Marshall and Devil's Advocate are going to be at, I believe.
Oh, you got any family near St. Louis?
I have a grandmother in Kansas City, Missouri.
Because I was thinking about maybe taking an opportunity to go visit my my ancestors and my consecutive-cestors.
Right. What would that be? Post-cessors?
Well, I don't know. There's got to be something.
There it is.
Like a word.
I know words.
You got the date?
Getting it. I'm also getting excited about KOL London. Looks like that's going to be a good trip all around. We're going to go to Stonehenge.
No kidding.
And Woodhenge and Strawhenge.
You can have your picture taken with Liquid Panel.
Maybe we could just Photoshop that together. And looks like
everybody thought that picture was a Photoshop, his player pick with him in front of Stonehenge, but it was totally a for real picture. Hmm. I'm going to log on to the forum server and see if there's anything goofy going on.
So they're talking March 17th to the 19th for that, which I believe would be the weekend that starts our spring break, so that would be groovy.
The hard drive isn't full. I can unfill it even more, though. Doing big file deletes will speed it up. Sizzler asks if it's possible to pull 5 of the same kind of pork gem from a pork elf goodies bag. Yeah, it's possible. Somewhat unlikely, I guess, but it's the kind of thing that could happen. There's nothing that deliberately enforces variety. Mr. Ascender asks for a counter in the Smash Tippy Stone's description that tells you how much of your 2 weeks towards the reconstruction has gone by. Now that more people are experimenting with PvP, that might not be the worst thing in the world to do. Tippy Stone Recon Countdown. Bunny of Andler reports a bug where it'll say your clan can attack again in 0 minute. That's when your clan can attack in less than 1 minute. We We should think about that St. Louis thing, see if that's something we want to...
I know that me and Jezzerfly would really like to do it.
Okay, yeah, well, let's say we'll do it then, and I can probably fly in there and rent a car and go visit my family for a day or two and then head back there for a day or two, and then... I don't like St. Louis. St. Louis is scary.
Don't think I've ever been. No, I've been up in the Arch.
So I think I was up in the Arch prenatally.
Huh.
I don't remember.
Trying to remember?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember whether I could see out the windows or not. I did have a womb with a view.
Ho-ho!
although it was just a view of the inside of the womb. So it was... And don't even say it, Mr. Skullhead.
Say what?
Yep.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Bunny F. Andler says, on the forums, do you think you could make it so that whenever Jick posts, it's stickied? It would only appear if it was your first look at the forums since he posted. That way we would know it was useful and probably accurate and not some random idiot scamming. I sometimes am some random idiot scamming, though. I go in and I'm like, hey guys, you know, if you type your password in this forum thread, it comes out all asterisks. Look, asterisk, 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 asterisk. Now you guys know how long my password is.
I didn't keep track.
Yeah, neither did I actually, so.
I was going to just try every combination of all of the number and letter keys until I got it.
Bunny of Handler also reports, you can send the leaflet code in PMs, even though the chat pane says, please don't post spoilers in chat. Yeah, that's deliberate. Because you know, can send them in PMs if you want to. PMs are for spoilers. I mean, not really, but spoilers are for PMs. Well, I gotta work on clearing my throat a little bit here. I'm going to mute my mic for a few seconds.
All right. Let's see, Golden Lead, or Golden Lead perhaps, asks, don't the wings effect picture not match anything else in the game? Yes, they don't match. What? And what are you doing with the wings effect? Huh?
No, there are a bunch of those in the wild.
Okay.
There were several thousand of them that got duped at some point, I think by Exploiter Bear.
So Werebear and Boozer Bear can have a little tete-a-tete to figure out which one of them it was.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm going to drink one, and I'm going to look at that picture.
Drink one what? A red Minotaur?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That looks like the wings from Kid Icarus, which, I mean...
Yeah,
You did draw those, right?
Using the... What's that?
You did draw those, right? They're
yeah.
Like, yeah, so...
I don't think I used that graphic for anything. You know what? I did. I used it for Kukuku's avatar.
Hmm.
But that's about it. Bunny of Andler says, your player pick shows you in drag again. Oh, great. Thanks a lot, Dathor.
Dathor?
His name is Dathor.
Right.
He's actually my dad. But he didn't want anybody to know. Because he's younger than me, and it's weird. Huh, let's check my, yep, player pick picture is me and drag again. I'm so pretty, Mr. Skullhead.
You really are. I'm glad that I hadn't seen that picture before I had an opportunity to sleep with you, because I probably would have taken it.
Spaceman Zero says, use item isn't remembered when fighting the naughty sorceress. It should be. That should be fixed. Although the last thing I saw in the forums was a report that that's not actually fixed.
It's old.
Okay. That's an old post. Spaceman Zero says, when adding items to the stash, if the quantity is left blank, could it assume all? That would be cool. It did to begin with, but we kind of thought that that was a bad idea, because it's not like putting stuff into your closet where you can take it all back out. You know, you might put stuff in there by accident and then not have the karma to get it out. So that's why we didn't do it that way. And that's all I have to say about that. Lilith asks a question that a lot of people are asking. Is the Feast of Boris going to occur on Thanksgiving, even though it's not concurrent with where the holiday is in the KOL calendar? Ho-ho. No, I think we're going to do something a little different for Thanksgiving. I haven't really spent that much time thinking about it, but Brain and I need to do some riff storming. We'll get with you tomorrow, Mr. Skullhead, and kind of decide something kind of minor.
Sounds good.
Something a little different, something a little fun, something a little bit country, something a little bit rock and roll.
Speaking of things that are a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll, Aubrey Ann's birthday is this week, so happy birthday,
Aubrey Ann. Is she a little bit country?
She is definitely a little bit rock and roll. I'm not sure about the country. She's turning 22. Isn't that cute?
Wow. Mr. Skullhead, we're old.
She was born in the 80s.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't Jezzerfly born in the 80s?
84.
Jeez. What's wrong with us, Mr. Skullhead?
We like little girls.
The 70s, those were where it was at.
Yeah, I mean, fashion and music and television and film just combined to make beautiful, beautiful art.
It's true. But disco is dead. And it's never coming back until we run out of retro.
I'm waiting for a 90s retro.
You know, there's already I Love the 90s on VH1, which is actually kind of interesting to watch.
I can't stand any of those shows.
What, really?
Z-list celebrities being snarky about X, you know, where X could equal other celebrities or dating celebrities or certain types of songs or periods of history. It's just, yeah, shut the fuck up.
Huh. Can't stand it. I find it kind of interesting.
Even Michael Ian Black can't save I Love the 80s.
Michael Ian 90s. Black can save anything. Like, if it wasn't for his hot, hot gay porn scene, Wet Hot American Summer would have been a total waste of celluloid. And cellulite.
And cellular.
Actually, I'm just kidding. Wet Hot American Summer is one of the finest films ever. The gay porn is just a little added bonus. That was so ridiculous. I recommended that to one of my coworkers, and he watched it with his parents.
Oh man,
it's kind of funny. Pachinko Kids, Pachinkoid, which I always read as Pachinko Kid because of the capital K. Although maybe that's just differentiating the chink from the rest of it. Maybe he has some elaborate rusty pendulums and stuff in a cave that he uses to advance time in the universe. Hey, Jick, is there any way of adding a message to a reject clan notification? Either K-mail or some kind of pro forma explaining why they've been rejected. Just a kiss-off with no explanation seems so brutal, but getting it together to send a K-mail takes way too much time if you have to process loads of applications. What does pro forma mean?
Pro forma. No clue.
Let's ask M-W. M-W doesn't know. Let's ask Google. Proforma is some company definition. Proforma, done as a formality, perfunctory. Provided in advance so as to prescribe form or describe items. A proforma copy of a document. Ah, so like a form letter kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's interesting. If I wanted to express that in a way that probably most people wouldn't know what it meant, that's the way that I would choose. I don't know. I honestly feel like no explanation is way less brutal than the average explanation that people would provide if we gave them an opportunity to provide an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I suppose a note field there wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I could see that. I tend to, or back in the early days when I was nicer, I would send a message to every single person I rejected. But now I just click the links, and off they go.
Redpot says we should be able to make meat stacks and dense meat stacks on the smithing page as well. Huh. That's not maybe so much the bad idea. Slashor asks why we changed the item combat menu back to not remembering what items you use during a fight. Xenophobe and I, a couple days ago, he figured out how to use this command that I didn't even know existed that gave us, like, a sort of a report based on the slow query log from MySQL, which told us which queries were taking the most time. of everything, and one of them was the combat items query, because having the game order it by name instead of having the form order it by name once it's already displayed in the browser just made that query a lot grindier than it needed to be. So he wrote a thing to sort it in the JavaScript, and that he did the same thing in the inventory too, and that's what made the ice cold beers disappear, just because of a little oversight there. But the I forget exactly. I think it was just the code that automatically reselected items that you had previously selected got lost in the shuffle. It was one line buried in the code to actually generate that list. So anyway, it's theoretically fixed now. So I don't know. I don't play the game. Lusty Pirate. What?
Huh? Yeah. What? With the? Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh. Lusty Pirate Wench say. Hiya, happy Monday. Also, can you put in a delete all command in the clan message board? Having to delete one at a time suckles, not in a good way. Also, shouldn't new messages go on the bottom as opposed to the top to make the flow of reading more normal? I don't know that bottom versus top reading something on the internet is necessarily more normal.
Yeah, I would say that people would expect, I would expect to see the new stuff on top.
Yeah. Yeah, so what we're going to do with that, and this, I don't know when this will happen. It's the kind of thing that's relatively low priority in terms of the other projects we have to work on, but it's also the kind of thing that we get in the mood to do sometimes. We're thinking about making the clan message board work more like a real rudimentary forum. So you actually have topics and can post replies, and it shows them there, and so that'll make it so, you know, clans that have forums maybe don't necessarily need the forums anymore, and there can be different permissions, and there can be a clan permission to like moderate, which lets you edit posts or delete posts or make new posts that will then be edited and deleted by you just for fun,
right?
I think but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think in that case, it'll definitely make more sense for the newer ones to be on the top.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new batch of features in KMail that are on dev right now and can actually probably be rolled out tonight. When we were talking about, because a lot of people have been asking for pagination on the clan roster, and I'm like, hey, while you're figuring out how to do pagination code, why don't you start by doing it on KMail, because that would really be handy for me. And, everybody else's convenience is really second to mine in everything that we do. So on dev right now, KMail is, like, groovily paginated and has features and stuff, and it's got some features. And also the ability to display more than just 20... per page, or fewer if you're into that kind of thing. And then you can order them by oldest first or newest first now.
Yeah, I've been playing around with that. It's very, very handy.
Yeah. But I think that's probably just about ready to roll.
How about the... don't we have Hank's gift package thing?
Yeah, I believe I saw Fnord talking about that earlier, so I wanted to be sure and see what was going on there. There were some issues with it that got fixed today. Nothing damaging or dangerous, just a goofy thing that we didn't anticipate. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Zeno's completely done with that, and I'm pretty sure that it's been tested enough that we can probably roll it out. So I feel like that'll be pretty handy for you know, everybody. Like the DJs and stuff, especially. Although, no. Yeah, it'll allow the DJs to ascend and not have to have prize multi-hobots. Which is what Amplitude apparently has. Arcone says, so far it seems like the New York City thing will happen at some point during the 6th to 8th weekend. I might be able to pull that off.
They're talking December?
No, January.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, wait, the 6th to 8th is a Thursday through Saturday. Unless he's not talking about... The 6th through 8th is Tuesday through Thursday in December, so it's definitely not that. And February... No. Yeah, it looks like it's got to be January, because I'm pretty sure that's what he said. Because I'm going to be in Boston at that point, so I could maybe hop on a train and head into whatever that is. I don't know where that would be. Like, I have no idea. Like, New York is confusing and alarming to me as a country boy. You know, like, it just doesn't seem like... When I imagine New York, all I think about is, like, you know, department stores and like hotels and apartment buildings. Like, it's not... It doesn't seem like there's any place... I mean, I guess there are bars, but they're all tiny, all the ones I saw. I guess down and, like, away from, like, the super tall building portion. And, like, I don't know. I guess you could go to Brooklyn. Brooklyn kind of looked like everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I was walking down a street where we went with Mr. Magnifico and a friend of mine from Boston. And I just remember thinking as we were walking from, like, the subway station to the bar that you could pick this city block up and put it down in Phoenix and nobody would know the difference, which was really weird because I wouldn't have thought that, you know, anywhere in New York City would look like that.
But yeah, you would think New York is really distinctive. Or maybe it's just the distinctive
part. I think it's just like
Manhattan.
I mean, it's just the part you think about, you know?
Yeah.
When you think about New York. I mean, in Brooklyn, it was like all the buildings were like 3 or 4 stories tall, you know? It was like kind of like downtown Prescott. Of course, there might be different parts of it, too. It was really dark, and Mr. Magnifico got us lost. We took the subway like 45 miles out of the way. I don't think it was actually 45 miles. Flat Luigi says, could the KOL day be somewhere in the top pane? Huh. That might not be such a bad idea.
Maybe we could do that while we continue to procrastinate on the clan calendar.
Yeah.
And by we,
feeling,
I mean...
I have a feeling that in one good, solid weekend of working with all of us in the same room, we could probably pad out the holidays pretty successfully. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like we got a handful of ideas, and we, if we looked at it, we would see fewer gaps than it seems like there would be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Oh, awesome. Websites that make noise. Sorry. There are little jingling bells on Best Buy's website right now.
Hey, fantastic. We went to Best Buy today.
I
found something that wasn't
second.
The best, and I sued them for false advertising. And I won $1 billion, so I'm moving to the Caribbean, where I will be a pirate.
Savvy.
Looking. Mich points out a grammar error, actually just a sort of a layout error with the riftlet. Let me go fix that while you answer another question.
All right. Let's see. Pristina asks me to plug the Bay Area Liquid Loathers meeting, and she gave me a link which, were I to read it to you, you would find it to be cumbersome. But Pristina has been inviting 21 and older Bay Area Kingdom of Loathing players to go and drink once a month, and apparently that's going well, so check that out in the Kingdom Community Forum. Let's see.
A Naked Jew asks who Bashy has been blowing to get all his ascension stuff. If it's Jick, I'll try it too. If it's Mr. Skullhead, forget about it. Ha ha.
Well, he probably has a poor gag reflex and wanted to get whoever had the shortest talk.
Oh. I don't have anything to say about that.
I figured you wouldn't.
Not that I've ever seen Mr. Skullhead's penis, but I hear tell. Yeah. I hear tell he uses the magnums.
To shoot people who suggest I have a small penis.
Ghetto Trucker asks, why I close the rifts? Am I gay? Boxers or briefs, and what size? And then just kidding about the gay one. The rift's closed because the event is over. I'm not gay. I wear boxers, and they're I don't know what size anything is. I want to say my waist is like 82 inches. I don't know. I'm bad with numbers.
Yeah, I think you are. Lordy. Virgo asks when custom avatars will be available again.
I don't know. After Thanksgiving.
Notice that he did not say right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Murphus says, I see the rifts are closing. Does this mean you will be returning the rest of my lost equipment, or at least my rares, anytime soon? Murphus, I have received the 6 or 7 messages you've sent my inbox about your lost equipment, and I'm working through my chunk of those as quickly as I can. Which is not very quick, but quicker than not doing anything.
The Were Chicken says, hey, yeah, will you announce anything about looters? My brother's one. Everybody look out for the Were Chicken's brother.
Yep.
Gorgolok asks for something which I actually intended to do and kind of forgot about. Could it show you in your profile which clans have whitelisted you? One line displaying the current clan with a menu like the consumption tables to show all you can access. I was actually thinking about putting that on the clan recruiter. Because, I mean, I think for, like, me and for Bashy and for you and for probably Xenophobe and Riff, it would probably be a huge list because I think people are just whitelisting us for fun. Just that forum thread leads me to believe that every clan has Bashy whitelisted. But for everybody else, I think it'd be kind of handy to just see just a list of the clans they would get auto-accepted to. And Naked Jew also says, I K-mailed Jake about the Jewish calendar / Sabbath thing just to clarify, and he never responded. I think a lot of us out there want to know, does Jake usually reply to K-mails or no? We get so many hundreds per day that no, I don't tend to. Zlayani usually forwards me the funny ones. And the ones that, you know, the ones that are like, if I told somebody I would do something and they K-mail me and ask me, you know, give me details about it or whatever. No, I'll check and see what you had to say about that while Mr. Skullhead revolves it.
Yeah, we tend to not like Jews, so
yeah. I think what he was, they asked during my last show if we would be willing to make stat days and game events not ever fall on Saturdays or Jewish holidays, and I said no.
Yeah, you know, Gorblax was talking to me about that and seemed very upset about it. And
really?
Sorry. Were we Jewish people, we might change our calendar for the Jewish calendar, but, I mean, it's not like we're going to refrain from having stuff happen during the day when it's Ramadan.
Yeah, or on Sundays. I mean, the other thing is, I don't get why even Orthodox Jews wouldn't be able to play on Saturday.
Does that count as work?
I mean, I don't know. Like, are they allowed to, are they not allowed to watch TV because, like, turning on the TV counts as work? Like, and I'm not being sarcastic about that. I'm like,
yeah, I mean, I'm genuinely curious about that myself.
Rip says he had Jewish friends who would turn the television on the previous day, so that it would be on Saturday.
But then are you allowed to change channels?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know, thanks
I mean,
to
it
the
honestly
Grabowski
seems like if you're
going to
turn it on the previous day so that it will be on so that you can get around your religious restrictions that don't let you watch fucking TV on one day of the week, that you would just be like, you know what? Maybe these restrictions are something that I could ignore. I don't know.
It's like Amish people riding the bus.
What?
If you're Amish, you can't drive a car because, you know, that's a modern convenience, whatever, but you can ride in a bus.
Huh.
And you can't have a website or go on the internet, but you can pay somebody to set up a website for you. And then, you know, like, there were Amish people who would come in on the tour bus and they would hand us business cards for their, like, handmade furniture that would have a web address on it.
Hmm. Okay, so on Saturdays, technically from Friday night at sundown till Saturday night at sundown, observant Orthodox Jews cannot, among other things, do work, cook, write, and all of the following follow the basic prohibition of fire, either in an ignition or electric forms. Drive, turn lights on or off. We leave some on, some off, use timers for others. Turn on a TV or use a computer. Hence the request. Huh.
I'm willing to bet that there's nothing in the Talmud or the Pentateuch about computers.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I could see if it was one of those things where, you know, we're not allowed to use any machine that Jesus wasn't known to use. Because you know how big the Jews are on Jesus.
Yep.
But, honestly, once it gets to that point, you can't really expect the rest of the world to constrain to the tenets of your cult. And I'm sorry, but those restrictions, I mean, I just feel like in the modern world are kind of ridiculous. So, sorry, but no. Like, if this were a religion that was created yesterday, everyone would just be like, that is batshit insane.
Yeah.
And no, you just don't get to play, you know? I don't know. Here I go again on my own, offending every religious group I've ever known. But
yeah, anybody who feels inclined to remix, I suggest Hava Nagila. Jewish people, you know, like Mormons, Jewish people a-okay. Religion can get kind of ridiculous. Not saying there's anything wrong with the people.
Yeah, I mean, in general, I actually like if the state didn't allow you to be whatever I am and made you pick a religion, I would probably be a Jew because I like, you know, the sort of tradition of arguing about stuff. I mean, no, I mean, the whole point, it's like most of the writings is like, you know, people arguing about what the scripture meant, which is exactly what you should be doing instead of just taking it as rote. You know, and plus those things you wrap around your arm and those boxes you wear on your head are kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the ritual is neat, you know, but I just, I mean, honestly, if you're not allowed to turn the TV on Saturday, so you leave it on the previous day. Like, if you're cheating at a game, just stop playing it, you know?
Mm.
Wait,
are you saying that I should stop playing Kingdom of Loathing?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
And Nick, you asked if Bashy and Fetus will ever not hate each other. I keep hearing Bashy hate Fetus, but in my heart I wish to see them remarry.
Oh, God.
Wow. He's taken our love of the young girl flesh one step further, hasn't he, Mr. Stone?
Yeah, I think if you're trolling pregnant women, and not for the woman but for the fetus inside, then you've got some troubles.
My IM is flashing. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was afraid that it was some angry Jew. I'm just going to raise my interest rate. Yo! What was the evil Jew's name in The Merchant of Venice?
I wish you wouldn't have asked me that.
Shylock?
Shylock, yeah.
Shylock. What did he do? Didn't he, like, kill people with knives?
You know, I never got into The Merchant of Venice.
Yeah, I don't think I ever read it either. The not like Jacques, the bumbling Frenchman in As You Like It,
mm-hmm.
who was named after a toilet. A lot of people talking about my JISC typo, which I actually kind of, I deliberately didn't correct it.
Yeah, I mean, you could have.
What cleaning properties can I boast? Am I better for colors or whites? I'm an equal opportunity cleanser. Remember, Rosa Parks died for your sins. We don't separate coloreds and whites in the wash anymore.
Yep. Yeah.
Riff says Ming the Merciless died for his sins.
Have you ever
Shylock
seen the 80s flash?
Shylock took pounds of flesh as collateral.
Did he literally? I thought that was some kind of metaphor.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, yeah.
I mean,
I know the guy in Seven did. Was he Jewish?
No, he was something else.
He was that religion where you just sit around masturbating in your own feces, thinking about how crazy you are.
Yep. Scientology.
I love that entire last section. That movie is so good.
What, Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just every like, it's like three good movies, including the just really awesome comedy at the end. Seven. The New York City meet is January 6, 8. I'm going to go ahead and say that I expect to be able to make that. Maybe I should post in the fromage.
To make sure it turns into a, like, 200 large.
Nama says that he literally took pounds of flesh from people in the play.
Oh, well, he's kind of a bastard then.
Yeah, really. Gorblex suggests that for the enraged cow, you'd be able to stop it with a cowbell, because if there's one thing KOL needs more of, it does have a fever. And the only
cure
is... If
there's one thing KOL needs more of, it's outdated and overused pop culture references.
Oh, come on. It's Christopher Walken.
And it's tedious and done.
You gotta watch the... We bought the Best of Christopher Walken DVD for The Office. It was... $7, and that turned out to be about $1 per minute long it was.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Arcane, following last week's theme, question for you. My mom or Halle Berry?
Halle Berry is not at all attractive, so it'd have to be Jake's mom.
You don't think Halle Berry's attractive?
No, not in the slightest, and I realize I'm in a very large minority there. Or a very small minority. I'm largely in the minority on that.
You just hate black people, don't you?
No, Rosario Dawson. Sexy as hell. Halle Berry, not so much. Rosario Dawson is blacker than you.
She's not. She's like Mexican.
She's a negress. And you know it.
A Nubian princess.
Yep. Ethnicity, Gabrielle Union.
Her ethnicity, multiracial.
Hmm.
She's a straight, though, according to NNDB, tracking the entire world.
Hmm.
Her executive summary is Josie and the Pussycats in italics.
Wow.
Yeah. That woman is not black.
She has Negroid features. Can I say Negroid?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, you obviously can. Oh, I know why you don't like Halle Berry is because when you do a Google image search, the first thing you see is tits, and you're gay.
The first thing you see are kind of sagging, unattractive tits.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I was the first one to look up the image when she was topless in Swordfish. And
I actually saw Swordfish.
I wish I had four hands. I don't know, something about the face and the short hair.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of short hair. She'd be prettier with long hair, but I think them's some nice titties. Mm. I think you got problems.
You're welcome to them.
Am I?
Yes.
Where do I sign up?
You're welcome to them. Welcome.
Anyway. Slavik says, I have a proposal. Let the number 11 be known as the Loathers Dozen. It could be another way of finding really silly ways of bringing up the game with friends, like this. Or it might go like this. Make a dozen muffins, eat one yourself, and tell the recipient you're giving them a Loathers Dozen. They'll be all like, WTF, and you'll be all like, OMG, WTF, KOL, LOL. I don't see how that couldn't go over perfectly. I don't either. In other news, Final Fantasy IV is coming out on GBA. Talk at y'all later. Finally, those people for whom eating and drinking Final Fantasy is not enough, they can get it intravenously from the privacy of their own GBA. Which one is Final Fantasy IV? So it sounds like the kind of thing where somebody probably means like Final Fantasy II.
Like the numbers were different.
You know, actually Final Fantasy 7.5 in Japan. Final Fantasy IV. That looks like Final Fantasy 2. You know, I'd probably buy that. I liked Final Fantasy 2.
fag.
Yeah, no, you're right. I actually, you know, I should say that I like the beginning of Final Fantasy II in the same way that I like the beginning of every Final Fantasy game. It's the god-awful tedium that comes later when you're just trying to get somewhere and there's a goddamn encounter every three steps.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing over and over again. Yeah.
I've almost given up on the Nightmare Before Christmas game.
Given up on it?
Yeah, there have been two quests in a row now that have been just unrelenting tedium. Like, navigating a gigantic map and, like, timing jumps and stuff, except you can't actually jump. You can only use your whip to grab a hook and swing. And the difference between, like, 8 pixels is the difference between hitting the right hook and hitting the wrong hook and falling to your death.
Huh. That's irritating. So it's really kind of like the Bionic Commando for the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
Except not awesome. Although you can't jump in Legend of Zelda. Well, some of them you can, when you have the rock feather, but anyway. Glebs, or Geeb, says, I can see how swords are muscular and staves are mystical, but how are crossbows moxious, especially since you've called them tege? Did I ever call crossbows tege?
I don't think so.
That sounds like the kind of thing I'm not entirely unlikely to do.
Right.
But, crossbows are moxious because you can, like, dance around and then shoot crossbows and then dance around some more, and that's pretty moxious.
Yep. And you can only fire one shot, and then you have to be incredibly moxious to keep the enemy waiting while you load it again?
Yeah, because you don't want to miss your chance to blow. Which is also moxious.
Yeah, your mom never misses a chance to blow, I should say. Since you didn't, for some reason.
Divine Coffee Binge says, what's the deal with rat whiskers these days? Still nothing? Nothing. There'll be something soon. I should really stop having IM conversations instead of doing the radio show.
I mean, I can do that, and generally because I rely on you to talk all the time. So if you're doing that too, that's just going to be...
Gorblack says, why is Jick's title Turnst? Turnst is the word I use to mean test a lot of the time, just so that I know that it was me. And so I think I was testing the whitelist thing. People on dev sort of unanimously requested a feature that I honestly thought was maybe confusing, where if you whitelist somebody, although this is not going to come up that often, I guess, if you whitelist somebody and give them a rank in the whitelist, it sets their rank and their title to whatever you set them to in the whitelist. Maybe I should make it so if you don't select one, it doesn't change it. But then, I mean, I guess it's just going to be screwed up whenever they come back in whitelisted again. So, I don't know. I'm not too worried about it. But that's why I changed my title around, because I was playing with that code. Decyclop says, considering how many times you forgot, I'm going to persistently ask every single show now. Had a chance to look at the remembering inventory code I did? No, I actually sent that to Xenophobe, and I don't think he's had the opportunity and or inclination to, look at that. Are we, think we can do a little break time?
I think we could. I've got 10 and slightly plus minutes of music. We've got all player-made music this time around.
All right.
Apparently,
I'll be sure to leave the speakers on.
Wombatillum is the bass player for this band called The Kimberly Trip, and they're pretty damn good, so I'm going to play some of that.
All right.
And then DJ Freemason, who we met in KOL Lumbus. So, yep, we'll see you in about 10.
More.
handful to the future. Doesn't sound painful to me.
Wow.
Just sliding painful to the future. Doesn't sound painful to me.
Hey, kiddies, you are listening to 120 minutes of Random Noun with Jake and Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead. Jake is in the house.
Yes, Jake is in the house.
Don,
not in the same house.
Wow. It's slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Wow. It's slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Hey, kiddies, you are listening to 120 minutes of
inconsistency and the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen to.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Did anybody record that?
Someone recorded it, I know that.
That needs to be found. That recording? Did anybody record that?
Someone recorded it, I know that.
That needs to be found. That recording?
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen to.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
That recording?
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen to.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
That recording?
You are listening to 120 minutes of...
That recording?
You are listening to 120 minutes of...
That recording?
You are listening to 120 minutes of...
That recording?
That needs to be found.
That recording?
Hey, kiddies, you are listening to 120 minutes of...
Inconsistency and the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
That needs to be found.
That recording?
And the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
That needs to be found.
That recording?
And the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
All of this is strange to me. It runs out of elves as far as I'm concerned.
That recording?
That needs to be found.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
That recording?
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
That recording?
You are listening to 120 minutes of...
120 minutes of kissing the ass of our constituency with Jack and Mr. Stone.
With elected ass of our constituency.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Yes, Jack is in the house.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Hey, kiddies, you are listening to 120 minutes of
inconsistency and the organic growth that led to the inconsistency.
Wow. It was slightly painful to listen.
Doesn't sound painful to me.
Did anybody record that?
Someone recorded it, I know that.
So I'm really curious with that song that is entitled That Recording, who that voice is that's saying doesn't sound painful to me, because it sounds oddly like Michael Jackson. And I don't know. Do you remember somebody saying that on the radio when we were on the radio or you were on the radio?
No, I don't.
Maybe it is Michael Jackson.
I don't know. Again, I remember one time when Michael Jackson was on the radio, but I don't remember him saying that.
And that time was 1980 through, 1995 or so?
Yes.
Yeah.
For a minute there, I lost myself. Hey, Hummel 2 asked a question that you'll be excited about. Hey, what do you guys think of bracelets that have words like moxie, mysticality, and muscle on them, like the Live Strong bracelets?
Yeah, we've been over that. I would have to say that that's a trend I want nothing to do with which I want nothing to do, asshole.
Mademoiselle Defarge, any date yet on when we will switch to the new servers? No, it's looking like early December. I posted in the thread in the gameplay forum. Yeah, with updates. I talked to them even as late as today. The database servers are still being built. That got slowed down by the misquote process, and those are supposed to ship on or before the 29th. So the web servers will be in the rack this week, it looks like. And your mom's rack will be excellent this week, as it always is. Our listeners, mom's rack at large, collectively, not yours.
Right. By the way, our 50% of our African-American population of KOL sent me a message and said that Negroid, despite its backward-sounding nature, is really the scientifically acceptable term to say something like that. So,
Who was that?
I roll the blunt.
I see. Is that 50% of our black population?
As far as I can tell. We got him in Phoenix, kind of counts.
Yeah. So, I mean, he'd be two-thirds of it then.
Yeah. Wait, who's the other one?
Oh, because
she's a third.
She's a multiracial. Or so I hear.
You really should have pulled off that Halloween costume for her.
The albino and the mosquito.
Right.
Yeah, maybe next year. Gorblack says, my Gru's name is Plug. Fight the power. Gorblack says, my Gru's name is Plug. Fight the power. Oh, boy. The Cyclops says, for a laugh, can you make it set up, or can you set it up so if someone types penis as their password, it says password too short?
What about if someone types pen 15 as their password?
Yeah. I don't know. What do you suspect should happen?
I need to do a find for penis. I'm searching for penis. Oh, well.
You're always searching for penis.
By the way, I think the fix that makes the annoying noise not happen anymore has worked. Yes, yes,
really?
It has. Which I don't think you could ever hear, but you can definitely hear it on the recordings.
What was it? What was it?
It kind of sounded like... I don't know. An eraser, only louder.
An eraser?
Yeah.
Like the Nine Inch Nails song, Eraser?
Like the band Erasure?
I think the sound of Nine Inch Nails Eraser is just scissors opening and closing.
Because,
you know, that Nine Inch Nails, he's so great.
Yeah, it is.
Damn,
awesome.
Gina. YQM to DJ says, have you seen In the Cut? It's starring Meg Ryan, but it's softcore porny. I didn't know, and I watched it with my mother. That sucked ass, and then pumped it. What?
Maybe if you shove something poisonous up your ass, you have to go to the hospital and get your ass pumped.
Huh. Really, anything you shove up your ass is poison to me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially arsenic suppositories.
Yeah, well, you put a little old lace around it, feels kind of groovy.
Hmm.
Kudos for correctly guessing that that was going nowhere.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to read questions. I'm not fully installed today.
Neither is MC Frontalot, though. So that's
I see.
Okay.
Gracious Symbol says, if the Night Sorceress blocks the item, it doesn't count and reverts back to the previous accepted item. Is this what you mean by it's working? Okay, with the Sorceress fight, it's going to be different. Presumably the same thing would happen if the Boner Dagon knocked your shit out of your hands. So yeah, I'll look at that and make sure that... Because, I mean, what's happening is I think that the variable that tells the script what the last item you used is not getting set until the end of the script. But that's pretty trivial to put into that. And it's just one variable assignment. It's... Yeah, I can fix that. NS, last item, snafusterfuck. I think my new favorite word is snafusterfuck. It's a cross between a snafu and a clusterfuck.
I approve.
Or maybe snafusterfuck knees fire drill.
Is a Chinese fire drill fairly synonymous with a snafu and a clusterfuck?
I don't know exactly. I think it is, but...
So I always thought that was just when you're at a stoplight and everyone gets out of the car and runs around the car and gets in different seats or in the same seat having made one circle around the car.
Yeah, but... I wonder what Urban Dictionary has to say, because, you know, that's...
Well, I'm going to say that, as always, they will have maybe one definition that has something to do with it, and then the rest of them will be entirely retarded.
I mean, it is saying the act of, upon reaching a stoplight / sign, all the members of a vehicle bail out and dash laps around the car until the light changes or the other people around you get really pissed.
And the next definition down says, it's
when
you
only one.
Fuck someone in the clit. Urban Dictionary sucks.
It really doesn't. I wonder if there's a Mr. Skullhead entry. Nope, there's not. You're just mad because they overlooked you. You know what I'm really liking is this trend of t-shirt companies advertising with, like, hot girls wearing a t-shirt and then, like, a pair of underwear.
Yeah, that's kind of groovy.
Yeah, I could definitely deal with that.
Although I like one of my favorite bands took that and kind of turned it inside out, and their catalog has, like, their CD single is... just the beer belly and man boobs of some guy holding, and the, you know, holding the CD single in between his giant man boobs, which is
wow.
Kind of
I could be a model.
Yes.
Although I'm not hairy enough to be all that disgusting. If I was just a little bit hairier, then I would be a gross looking motherfucker. But luckily I'm like powder. I am electrolysis.
Don't you have, like, three chest hairs?
Yeah, I think there's a handful. Oh, boy. Oh, whoops. I think I just broke something. Yeah. So, Lois Griffin says 6th to 8th is Friday through Sunday in January. And, yeah, I realized that what I was doing was I was opening up my calendar in Windows and selecting January. And that doesn't work because that was selecting January of 2005.
Ah.
Gorblex says, equipping all three of a boss item should change your avatar into that of the boss. Tony Danza? Or Bruce Springsteen?
See, I was never sure who was the boss. Like, Judith Light could possibly have been the boss.
Was she the... Was she Angela?
Yeah.
And who was Mona?
I don't know. She's old.
Because I know who Samantha was.
Right.
That was, what's her name?
Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano. I had such a crush on Alyssa Milano when I was a kid. Yeah. Now she's way too old for me. And she's a witch, I think. Sarpasta says, why the hell, I must emphasize on hell, does it say you do not have access to this channel when I type /listen lounge if the damn channel isn't even supposed to be real? Lounge is real, kids.
Yeah, your information is a good year out of date.
All right, Iluro Dragon asks, can you put alt tags in the moon phase images like there are in the effects images? Yeah, I really should do that. Because alt tag on moons. This list is getting retarded. No offense to people who are retarded. It's just that you're similar to this list. In that you have a lot of properties.
Like Park Place and St. James Place.
Marvin Gardens. I should totally name my firstborn son Marvin Gardens. Like his middle name would be Gardens.
Marvin Gardens Johnson?
Yeah.
Marvin the Johnson Gardener?
That way he could get a job at a man grooming boutique. Is there some word for grooming your pubes if you're a man? Is there some phrase?
I've heard manscaping, and I reject
manscaping,
it.
Manscaping, yeah. Why do you reject that?
It's another word like cosplay and blog.
What? But blog is legitimate.
Yeah. Like,
it's not like cosplay. It's not just like another word for something that there's already a word for, or a series of words for.
Grooming.
Okay, no. I'm talking about blog. I'm not talking about manscaping.
Oh, okay, right.
I remember hearing some word about that.
I mean, you were the one who said way back in the day that like every blog is essentially a website that is updated on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah.
In which case, just about anything could be referred to as a blog.
Yeah, I mean, although I think it means dated articles, I think are important. I remember getting into this huge argument with the guys that I used to work with, which we got into so many ridiculous arguments. Including where they were all just like, I can't believe you're into Harry Potter, it's totally for kids. Which, what the fuck? And also them insisting that Ace Ventura was just the funniest movie ever, and that The Truman Show was terrible.
See, I will go with the first part of that. I actually thought Ace Ventura was pretty damn funny.
Really?
But The Truman Show was incredible.
How can you like Ace Ventura and not Tommy Boy? What the fuck is wrong with
you? The humor in Ace Ventura is not centered around somebody being fat and stupid.
No, it's centered around somebody being a douchebag.
Who's always right,
with his
though.
Ass.
I love that. I love the douchebag who's always right kind of thing. Like, to me, it's the same as Columbo, where everybody underestimates him because they think he's this kind of bumbling idiot, but he's always right. And I don't know. I can relate to that.
Huh. Only because everybody always underestimates you. Only it turns out they're right.
Right.
Lady Luanda says that she worships David Hasselhoff and insists that there be no KOL holidays on Saturday mornings, which is when they convene to watch their Baywatch DVDs.
Done.
Gracious Symbol says the Amish can use rollerblades. Huh. But they have to get together as a community and build the rollerblades themselves.
Yep.
They're made of wood.
Wood. And they can't have buttons on them.
Yeah, Pumpkin Eve says, my roommate, who is Jewish and very cynical, so I'm not sure I believe him, says that using the computer or using electricity was equivalent to making a fire, which is work. Hmm. Fire equals electricity somehow, yep. Well, I mean, I can see you making the leap from fire to electricity, you know. But, I mean, just work, you know. Work. And also, yeah, Wombat IM says, regarding observant Jews, it is technically work to use a computer, but Shabbat ends at sundown, so I see no reason why one couldn't log on before rollover. Gorblack says, I'll try to sneak a fruit basket down to you when you're in hell. Put a file in one of the cucumbers. Implying that if anyone brought me a fruit basket, it would obviously contain a cucumber. You know, I missed that gag about the file in the cake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever take advantage of that pun It's like I brought you a cake with a file in it, which contains the papers that you need to prove your innocence.
I don't know.
Because they should.
Criswell says, the boxes on our heads and arms contain the secret poison powder we use to poison your wells. I remember the first Jewish guy I ever met. This was pretty funny. We were riding in the elevator down to the basement of the like dorm thing that we lived in to do some laundry, and I was carrying a thing of detergent. And this girl got into the elevator and was like, doing some laundry, eh? And my friend said, nope, we're going to go poison the well, which I thought was really funny. But now I realize that that girl was probably, like, hitting on me, and my stupid Jewish friend was all, like, cock-blocking.
Can't get enough of those.
I was kind of
blocking beats.
I was kind of a dork back then, so I often didn't recognize opportunities to have sex with hot young co-eds. Clubber's Leet says, if people are worried about adding all of an item when you don't want to, don't do it. Wow, that was worded very poorly. Wait, do you mean they shouldn't do it or I shouldn't do it? Because I think I shouldn't do it. Right. He says, Jake, about the issue of a blank field adding all of an item to a clan stash, could you see this as analogous to your view of changing email accounts / passwords? If they're worried about doing it when they don't want to, then just to be careful. I mean, I don't know. I just, you know. Yeah. Lady Luanda calls you Mr. Grinchhead and says, you know more cowbell still makes you laugh.
Wait, I like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no Grinch like there.
Why do you like Christmas?
Yeah, I'm not cynical enough. I like the music, I like giving presents, I like candy canes, I like opening presents, I don't know, Christmas is cool.
Did you see, I saw this video today of this really elaborate set of Christmas lights that were timed to like go in these cool patterns with some song that was playing?
I saw the video linked on FARC, but I wasn't where I could get at it.
Yeah. DeChort says, have you tried hazed and infused beer? I highly recommend it. Here's the URL for the company, and it's boulderbeer.com. Yes, yes. Actually, I was thinking about that earlier, because when I went to New York, which we were talking about that, I went to this bar in, I guess it was Greenwich Village, that had hazed and infused on tap, and I had some, and it was delicious. And I got very drunk, and then my friend who told the girl in the elevator that we were poisoning a well, I got into an argument with his friend who was becoming a lawyer, and then we ended up fighting for the rest of the trip. So that's what hazed and infused does, kids. It makes you try to get lawyers to question their lives.
Wow, that seems like a very powerful beverage.
Yeah. And he was like talking about how much he wasn't looking forward to spending the next 10 years working 80-hour weeks so he could become a partner in a law firm. And I'm like, have you considered like not doing that? And it was like, what, are you crazy? I'm like, okay. We're just kind of not on the same page here. I don't think we're even reading the same book.
It's not the same fucking ball.
You got to pay your dues, Mr. Skullhead. You got to pay your fucking dues.
I paid my dues time after time.
You got to do the do.
I've done my sentence and committed no crime.
What's that from?
Bad mistakes. I've made a few.
Oh, is
we
that...
We are the champions.
Right, yeah. Right. You are the champions, my friend. Apocalypse Throb says, Hallie's got an awful rack. Never mind she's let that Oscar that she didn't deserve get to her head. Swordfish? Man, I could almost hear her boobs reaching for her knees, screeching.
Screeching sounds like a horrible sound.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I want to hear anything screech.
I think you guys are gay. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. I've never run screaming from a naked woman, but you know, have.
I don't think I've ever run screaming from a naked woman. I don't know where you're getting this.
Okay, not screaming, but definitely run.
So you're saying that because I didn't want to go to parties where you were going to be beating naked women until they were bloody and bruised.
Bloody?
That's what makes me gay.
Unless you're British. No, any time that we were all hanging out and... you know, somebody flashed somebody or something, Jake would be like, "Gah! Don't show me your boobs. I don't like naked women."
Yep, that's me.
That's horrible. Blind Chaos 13 says, asks which of our moms would win in a fight. I would say Jake's mom would probably win because she looks like a scrapper.
She has a lot of guns, too.
Yeah. Do you mean that she has big biceps or actual...
like actual firearms. Lotte Triumphant asks if there will be wedding pics forthcoming. When are we getting married, Mr. Skullhead?
Soon as the congressmen of our great nation give us the right.
Arcane says, have you guys started thinking about the DEC FOTM yet? We haven't even started thinking about November's yet.
I think we're... at this point, we should just say we had a double dose of Doppelshifter. And then we should try and say that over and over again really fast.
There was a November familiar.
Wait, was there?
Yeah, the time rift list.
Oh, yeah.
I was just kidding.
I wasn't involved with that, so I just pretended it.
Well, it was like 3 days late, and just nobody had thought about it, so I was just like, And then I think I was going out of town or something, so I had to do it real quick. But, yeah, we should talk about that.
Yeah.
Lady Luanda says, Mona was a whore, and whores don't get second chances. Is that from something?
I don't know. I always give whores a second chance.
To make a first impression.
Yep.
Tenurb says, oh, it's Brent backwards. See, you've taught me that trick, and it's served me very well. Let's see. Could you add a feature to skip through the clan members list by more pages than one? It's annoying when you have to modify members' ranks and they're last on the list. Yes, that is forthcoming very soon. Very, very soon. Ah, the Swedish fish have arrived. Have you ever had Swedish fish?
Oh, yeah. It's like vaguely cherry-flavored, but it's the texture.
They're like eating wax. It's beautiful.
You know, in some little store in San Luis Obispo, I found wax lips just being sold in bulk.
Did you buy like 60 of them?
I actually bought none of them, but I did see them, so they do exist in the wild still.
Lady Luanda says people only hate Harry Potter because they're jealous of his mad skills. I could see that.
Excuse me. Have you seen Goblet of Fire yet?
Yeah, we went to a midnight show.
What'd you make of it?
You know, it was all action, no plot. Mm. And I didn't like the fourth book as much as I liked the third book.
Huh.
And just, I mean, I just feel like the story was somewhat less compelling. There are a lot of things that bother me about it. I felt like... sorry, I'm eating Swedish fish. I felt like with the movie, like the... I'm assuming you've seen it.
Yeah.
The whole final event for the tournament
made
was
no
just
sense.
Not at all interesting. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
The dragon scene in the book was like a paragraph, you know, and it's half the movie. The thing that I like about the Harry Potter books is like the day-to-day stuff that they do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just reading about them going to class and stuff is way more interesting to me than like the epic battle between good and evil.
Some reviewer, I think it was The Onion, said that this movie pretty much cut out all of the stuff that had been in previous movies. So, like, Harry Potter practicing magic, sitting in class, hanging out with the Dursleys. And I guess you had to do that to cut it down to size, but...
yeah.
What annoys me is the same thing that annoyed me about Azkaban, where right there at the end, they had a perfect opportunity to put in some explanation. Like, so, Harry, you saw the ghost of your parents. Yes, I did. Well,
yeah,
you know that
real.
You'll always have friends with us. Like, instead of explaining the a priori incantatum stuff, which they certainly should have done.
He should have, like, not said priori incantatum.
Hmm.
And then, I don't know. I left it just kind of uninterested. I got really bored by the end.
The Voldemort fight was pretty grimy.
Yeah, and is that guy who, I'm sure you could do some regular expression that was his name that included an optional L in the middle of it.
What?
Like, either Ralph or Rafe Fiends.
Oh, Rafe, yeah.
Yeah, but it's Ralph, almost. Like, it's just totally both.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to look on IMDb. If you do an IMDb search for Rafe Fiends, he's listed as Ralph Fiends.
Right.
Right.
I assumed that the whatever language that is pronunciation of Ralph is Rafe. Because I've seen it spelled Ralph pretty much everywhere, but always pronounced Rafe.
Hmm. I wonder if Riff's real name is Rilf.
Probably.
I wonder if Riff's mom is a MILF.
Robot I'd like to fuck. Furiously.
Right.
Because there's two Fs. Yeah. Yeah, that was riveting radio. Sorry for getting off on that tangent. I was interested in hearing what Jake thought of the movie, and then we had to discuss it.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, we're running out of questions, and we really haven't fulfilled our bullshit quota for the day.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed the movie quite a bit. It just bugged me that at the end they didn't do any explaining. Like, it bugs me that I have to explain to Jess who the people who made the Marauders map are. When
yeah,
there's a scene where he's sitting there with Lupin, where Lupin could have said, I'm going to give this map back to you, and by the way, the reason why your Patronus is a stag is...
Yeah, I mean, that's something that really bothered me. There was one inconsistency that I thought I noticed when I first saw the third movie, which is that when they come out, like, dragging Snape's prone body, that the tree doesn't attack them. But then I realized there's this little bitty scene where off in the background you see Lupin, like, casting a spell on the tree.
Yeah.
Like, the third movie was just, like, it's on HBO all the time, and I'll just, if I'm flipping through the channels and I see it, I'll just watch the rest of it. Like, it's just become one of those movies like The Fifth Element or Pulp Fiction that I'll just watch over and over again, you know? And I don't know, it was so much better, and the book was so much better than the fourth book.
But, yeah.
You know what? I think what really I believe is that, like, the second half of the third book and the first half of the fourth book are kind of where the series peaked.
Hmm.
Like, the fifth book, I was happy to see Tycho from Penny Arcade say exactly the same thing. I remember enjoying the book, but I'll be damned if I can remember a single thing that happened in it. Like,
yeah.
The fifth book just didn't grab me at all. All of the stuff that referenced it in the sixth book, I was like, okay, I guess I kind of remember that.
Yeah, I think the thing with the fifth book was it really read like treading water. Like, okay, there's a whole bunch of shit that's going to happen in the sixth book, and there's one climactic scene that we need before we get to the sixth book. So here's 200 pages of kind of spinning wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed the sixth book, though. I thought that was a return to form.
Yeah. No, so did I. Although I don't remember much about it. Okay, no, I do. They go into that thing with all the zombies in the water and...
Yeah, and don't spoil it.
Yeah, no. That was pretty ridiculous, though. Like, the fifth book, you know. I remember them introducing, like, Hagrid's brother, but I don't really remember anything about it. I mean, I remember them going to see the giants and getting their asses kicked, but that's about it. They left out the whole... I mean, they used the, like, sort of romance between... Hagrid and in the movie, I'm saying the fourth one, they use that romance as kind of a little bit of comic relief without actually exploring any of the themes, you know?
Yeah.
The fourth book was big on, like, Ron being pissed off about being poor.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of an implication of that in, like, the scene where they're on the trolley in the movie, or buying snacks from the trolley.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, Ron gets all pissed off at Harry, and based on the movie, I don't think you'd be entirely sure why that was happening.
Yeah, I think there's enough in there to give you some kind of an inkling of it. But,
I just don't remember there being a first moment where he got pissed off. You know, I just remember him being pissed off, and, oh, that's just like you, what I suddenly decided at some prior point in the movie that I don't remember you're actually like. I don't know. It's, yeah. I mean, I don't want my money back, you know, but I don't think that I would watch it again.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, and I'll probably get it on DVD just to keep up with the collection, but I don't buy people saying it's the best one of the series. That, for me, is definitely the third.
Yeah. The third one just had a good dark flavor to it. Even though this one, I think they tried to make it gloomier, you know, but it just...
There were times, too, when the pictures in the background weren't moving. Like, they were obviously just oil paintings on the set with no effects added.
Really?
And that kind of bugged me. Yeah. Hmm. If we're going to get into little things. And he says Beau Battens. Beau Batten.
Yeah. Nightmare in Lounge the other day was complaining about how inconsistent the movie is with itself. And honestly, like, if you really try to think about the story, what's always bothered me, what always bothers the pretentious artist is that they drink pumpkin juice.
Uh-huh.
Which is like, it's a world of wizards. That doesn't mean it's fucking ridiculous Halloween every day. You know? But, like, the fact that the Weasleys are poor just doesn't make any sense at all. If you can wave your wand and produce gravy, there is no reason your family should ever be hungry. And there's a scene where she does exactly that.
Well, they never go hungry, but they have secondhand clothes.
Yeah, but what...
So apparently you can't create... It seems like there's a class of items that you have to buy, and you can't create them magically.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense.
Sure it does. It's Star Trek's replicator.
But what?
There are things that a replicator can't replicate.
Like what?
Gold-pressed latinum, which is their currency.
That's ridiculous. But that's got to be because they set the replicators up to not be able to do that. And they don't have currency in Star Trek.
Gold-pressed latinum. Ask
what?
Any geek.
Okay, they don't... No way, no. They don't use currency in Star Trek.
But they get paid.
No, they don't.
Gold-pressed latinum.
The Ferengis have currency, Riff says, because they're greed whores. Mm-hmm. Nobody else uses currency, says Riff.
But there is a currency, and the Federation has a currency, and the replicators won't make it.
Huh. Yeah, well, anyway, that's because they built the replicators not to make it. With magic, it doesn't make any goddamn sense. You're telling me that you can turn a teapot into a mouse, but you can't turn, like, a shitty shirt with holes into it into a nice shirt?
No, because you're not allowed. You have to go to Diagon Alley and buy one. There are rules that govern the magic world, and I'm sure...
Okay, so why does he have to go buy an owl instead of, like, turning a crock pot into an owl?
Because you have to do those things to keep the businesses in Diagon Alley open.
Why do they need money?
Oh, I don't know.
It's just, and also, Nightmare points out, rightly so, Quidditch... stupidest rules ever.
That was one thing that was really cool in the book that they didn't put in the movie, that somebody caught the snitch and lost the game for their team.
Yeah, but I think she did that because people were complaining that the rules didn't make any sense, and she was like, nuh-uh,
oh,
watch.
I'm sure that she did.
I mean, the whole reason that there was the snitch tacked on was because the team... like soccer, didn't lend itself to there being a star, you know, and so she had to invent some kind of quarterback for Harry to be, which, that also, I hate sports. Those guys spit on you.
I would play Quidditch.
You would not.
I would suck at it, but I would
play
it.
I wouldn't play Quidditch. I'd be scared of flying.
It does seem to me that for how concerned the Harry Potter, you know, the Hogwarts community is for the safety of the children, putting them through the Triwizard Tournament seemed kind of asinine. Like, it's not safe, we have to, you know, if Buckbeak slashes Draco's arm, we have to kill him, but go fight a dragon.
Yeah. You know. Vlad Shiftlot says Halle Berry is hot. Rick Fuel says, yeah, I don't like Halle either. Don't know quite why, though. Lot Triumphant says, it's Lot, as in Phantom. What? As in lottery, without the er. Wait, Lottie? Don't say it's Lot, as in lottery, except without one of the letters that's in the word. Whores don't get a second chance is from a movie called Identity. That movie really pissed me off.
Yeah.
Sir Rigwald says, judging by your bashing of Final Fantasy earlier, it seems to me you're in need of a good RPG. If you have a GameCube or PS2, I heartily recommend Tales of Symphonia. You know, I bought it, and I played it for like 15 or 20 minutes, and I was like, you know, I just don't really feel like playing this anymore. And then I loaned it to the cleaning lady, and she came back the very next time. She came back and said, yeah, you were right, this isn't very good. So, nobody likes it.
Based on your scientific sampling.
Yeah, yeah. No, I talked to her about video games a lot. She had similar tastes in games to mine. Which, basically, people with similar tastes to mine don't like it. But yeah, I do own it, and I just haven't ever played it. Like, what else did I buy? I bought, that RPG for the PS2 where you're some, it's like World War II era, Shadow Hearts Covenant. Yeah, and that, I got really tired of that, too. It had that kind of cool mechanism where you had to time stuff correctly to, like, critical hit and stuff. Which I like. Super Mario RPG and that stuff. So Rigwald says, it also has some things you would like, such as Soul Calibur-esque fighting, a plot synopsis so you always know where to go next, and the Gigolo. I'm not joking. There's this character who gets money and items simply by talking to female NPCs. Plus, in the over 40 hours I've played so far, I've yet to wander around aimless. I mean, I remember it just getting really complicated really fast, which I don't like about... Like, honestly, my main thing is I don't like RPGs where you control more than one discrete... Like, I'm not going to say more than one character, but... I don't know, like... I liked... The RPGs that I like are the Mario-based RPGs for, like, basically every Nintendo system and the Might and Magic games for the PC, where you're always all in the same place. You know, your whole party occupies one piece of physical space. And Tales of Symphonia, the combat was kind of weird. It just seemed like not RPG combat at all. It's like the fights take you into some kind of vaguely Zelda-esque thing, and I could never figure out how to control anybody other than the main character. And it's just, I don't know. Like, the combat systems don't need to get more elaborate. They just need to get more interesting. I don't know. You need to have more options, and, like, being able to run around in three-dimensional space is not an option. You know?
Yeah.
Eminon176 says, okay, I sent in a definition of Mr. Skullhead to UrbanDictionary.com. It should be up in a few days.
Woo! Did you send in the dictionary, the definition? It's a guy who fucks the clit. Because all of the definitions on Urban Dictionary involve fucking the clit.
Jack Vermicelli says, want to explore that wave your wand and produce gravy thing? I think the possibility is there. Heifer says, why are there no gay or black people in Harry Potter? There are tons of black people.
Yeah.
I don't know that there necessarily need to be gay people in every story.
And it's especially one set in Britain where everybody's just a little bit gay, anyway.
Yeah. And everybody's a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah. Okay, so Mulvaney says, J.K. Rowling has explained at one point magically created items don't last forever. So, this is what I don't like about rabid fandom, that people will poke holes in, you know, like dig in the nooks and crannies of everything and find all the little holes. And insist that they be explained, and then when they are explained, we'll go, oh yeah, just make something up, and that makes it all better.
And that, I mean, that would explain why Harry Potter's glasses fell apart again at the end of the first book, and every time he rides the train to Hogwarts, Hermione has to fix them again. Oh no, wait, that didn't happen. She just magically fixes his goddamn glasses.
Well, she didn't create him a new pair of glasses.
No, but she obviously created something that allowed the glasses to fit back together. I mean, my whole thing is about why do they wear shitty clothes? If you can fix a pair of glasses, you can fix the goddamn shirt. Grr.
I don't know. It's the same thing with Justin in Star Trek, where he would be really annoyed about some nitpicky plot thing until the official Star Trek people made something up and shoved it in there, and then it was okay. So I don't know if it's worse to say then it's okay or to say... that explanation is still bullshit. mean, I thought when, with the Quidditch match in Goblet of Fire, that pretty much showed the possibility of finding the snitch, not making the one who finds the snitch the winner.
Yeah, so, except
that works.
It would be one thing if they described the games as being very high-scoring games, but they're not. They score like soccer until you do this magic thing that gives you five soccer games worth of goals.
That's what, 50 goals?
I think it's 15 goals. I thought it was 10 points per goal.
Well, in the books, people score,
I specifically remember in the first book them winning a game like 170-30.
Right, but these are, the Bush League Hogwarts teams, and these were the professional Quidditch players.
Toxic Popsicle says, there are gay people in Harry Potter. They are, in fact, main characters. Sexual tension between Ron and Harry is so blatant it burns.
You're the same people who are writing fanfic about Frodo and Sam fucking, aren't you?
They totally were.
That gets
who do you
my
think would win
up?
In a fight, says Heifer, between Luke Skywalker or Harry Potter? Or, in general, the Force versus the pussy-ass magic of Harry Pottersville? They seem to be able to disarm each other pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But then the Jedis would just use the Force to bring their lightsabers back to them.
Right. Maybe the fight would just continue like that.
Maybe the wizard would just transform all of the Jedi's midichlorians into tiny teacups.
Yep.
And then the broken teacups would just shred their arteries.
Well, you gotta figure, with the Force you can choke someone, and that seems to be the quickest way of killing somebody with the Force. But Avada Kedavra is just an auto-kill.
Yeah, but it'd be like Avada Kedavra.
Except in the 5th and 6th book, they learned how to do spells without saying them out loud.
Right.
So, I'm going to have to go for the Potter on that one.
Huh. I think you could block the Avada Kedavra beam with a lightsaber, though.
Huh.
Welcome to 120 minutes of giant dork out. I got my giant dork out, do you? Tuffy wants to know what you mean exactly by fucking the clit.
I was trying to come up with something that was nonsensical and vulgar, as are right. Most of the definitions in Urban Dictionary.
You gotta like the Mexican Avalanche, though.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Gorblack says the transfiguration / safety stuff are the kind of issues you have to ignore for the sake of the plot. All right.
One thing that occurred to me in reading the recent books, why does Alohomora even exist?
What is that?
It's the one that unlocks doors.
Oh, right.
But every door behind which there's something important is Alohomora resistant.
Well, I mean, it could be, it could be like knock. It's like a first level Dungeons & Dragons spell. I mean, it mostly just unlocks things that are locked by normal means. It'd be handy for if you locked your keys in your car. Or, I'm sorry, in your Pegasus-drawn carriage. Or whatever ridiculous shit you use because it's Halloween every day.
I like the Pegasus-drawn carriage.
Yeah, I know you do. It wasn't big enough to hold all those hot girls, though.
It was bigger inside than out.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Like your mom.
Ron's family can afford a tent that's nicer than their house.
No, that was Diggory's tent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
it is a work of fiction. And
but
I haven't read a work of fiction yet that on examination didn't have some stuff you just had to take on faith.
If it's just serious stuff about like the, I can take on faith that there is magic. I can take on faith that there is a secret society of wizards. I just can't. I mean, the internal inconsistency is the kind of thing that I can't,
I figure, if you asked J.K. Rowling all these questions, she would just make stuff up and fill in the blanks so it would make sense.
Yeah.
So I just assume that information exists, and I don't know why the Weasleys are poor.
I mean, the Weasleys are poor because she wants to explore the theme of, like, poor kids versus rich kids.
Right.
But she needs to be writing like Sweet Valley High to explore those themes. I want more classes about magic and people stuck in dungeons and shit.
And dragons.
Yeah, with dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons. Now, there was a movie.
Yeah. They
undeniably a piece of celluloid.
They made some new Dungeons and Dragons movie on the Sci-Fi Channel, and it seemed like it was equally bad somehow.
I would have expected it to be worse on the Sci-Fi Channel.
There's a scene where this guy walks in and finds his wife, and the conversation, I shit you not, goes something like this. How are you doing, my wife, the mage? Oh, I'm trying to cast this holy spell. I, as a mage, usually can only cast arcane spells. Holy spells are cast by priests. And, like, four or five times, they just made absolutely sure that you knew that she was a mage by both of them saying it out loud. They couldn't just show her casting a spell, which they obviously did a few seconds later anyway.
Did they have a 6-foot-tall dwarf like in the first movie?
No, I don't think so. Who was the dwarf in the first movie?
That was awesome. It was just some character actor who was clearly at least 6 feet tall.
Who was the? Wasn't one of the Wayans in Dungeons and Dragons?
Yep.
That's
Which
great.
Nothing says high fantasy like Ebonics.
Like, they should have sent Martin Lawrence back in time. Again.
That would be a good idea for a movie.
Yeah. Good idea for a relationship, too.
You and your current girlfriend should go watch that. That should just be your acid test now.
Yeah.
Your electric Kool-Aid.
Acid. Damn, test. Gina. What a horrible relationship. Oh, well. That girl thought Gladiator was better than the Shawshank Redemption. I really should have known. You're dumb struck by that, huh?
Yeah, my gob has been struck.
Does gob struck mean something?
Yeah, the same thing as dumb struck.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So could you refer to yourself as a gob ass?
What now?
If gob means the same as dumb.
See, now YQM2DJ says you can't change a pot to an owl because you can't create life. But they changed mice into teacups and not the other way around. But wait, can you then...
No. The assignment was to do it and then change it back. And then in the last book, Hermione's all happy because she's making butterflies out of thin air.
Uh-huh.
She is creating life out of thin air. And then she created a delicious gravy to serve the butterflies in.
Yep. I would like to read the weird Japanese bootleg Harry Potters that you've been reading.
Harry Potter and Friends Walk Up to Dragon.
Yep.
That would be... I really feel like that would be awesome. I tried to order a copy when I heard about it, but I couldn't find one anywhere.
You're probably, step behind the salivating lawyers of J.K. Rowling.
Probably have to get it on eBay. I bet somebody has a copy. I mean, I think if they do like a cease and desist on publication of a book, they can't make you destroy. Can they make you destroy unsold copies? I guess they probably could. But I feel like you could just sell all your copies in a hurry. Huh. It's not like they can go to the bookstore and burn the books. If they did, they would have to raise them to some ridiculous temperature, like at least 450 degrees, or maybe a little more than that.
Are you talking Celsius?
No.
Centigrade?
Talking Fahrenheit.
Kelvin? Kelvin?
I think Kelvin and... Aren't Celsius and centigrade...
The same
synonyms?
Thing. Yes.
And then Kelvin and Celsius are just, like, off by a constant?
Something like that.
What's Kelvin?
Is the temperature at which somebody pees on something else?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's Kelvin.
I still think one of my favorite moments from The Simpsons was when they showed Dr. Hibbert the picture of a Ford peeing on a Chevy, and he just stands there completely nonplussed, and they say, "Wait a minute, don't you laugh at everything?" And he says, "Yes, yes I do."
Oh, YQM maintains she doesn't create the butterflies, she summons them. He transports
so
them.
So summon a sausage if you're hungry. Summon a silkworm, and then watch it make you a new shirt.
Capitalism is just kind of the base way that people tend to organize themselves. I wouldn't want to see the series be about a bunch of Marxist wizards, because I think that would be weird.
Why not? I mean, Star Trek is totally communist.
Yeah, but it's not an issue, really. They don't go to school in Star Trek.
Yeah, but why would it be an issue? I mean, the thing is, it's already pretty much, I mean, the difference between, like, the rich families and the shitty, you know, the poor families, the shitty families. See how I divide everything into rich and shitty? No, it's like prestige. I mean, you could totally work in the class stuff just by using the, like, other sort of social stuff that they explore and not any of the economic, you know?
Hmm.
It's like the fact that you have human parentage, you know, means like, okay, now I'm a wizard and I've got everything that I want. So they have a kid who's like, you know, just found out that he was a wizard, so he's just does nothing but shit chocolate out of his wand all day because he could never afford chocolate when he lived with his human family. You know, I mean, the Malfoys would still be evil because they're all like old and feel, you know, they're still pricks. It doesn't matter if they're exactly as rich as everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just... I hate it.
Yeah. When you write your Harry Potter follow-up, the Harry Potter and the fuck-facing of the sick pipe,
yeah,
you can put that in there.
Because he's on a skateboard.
That I
would wonder,
because
I was resistant to buying the Neil Gaiman Books of Magic comic, mm-hmm, because I thought it was just a total Harry Potter ripoff.
Until I realized that
it came out way before.
Yeah.
And it's also not at all similar so far. But, I mean, it's just like a kid with, you know, tousled dark hair and glasses on a skateboard with an owl.
Yeah, somebody interviewed Neil Gaiman about that, and he said, you know, I wasn't the first person to send a kid to magic school either, so. Have you read Anansi Boys yet?
I'm like 50 pages into it.
Ah, okay.
I haven't flown anywhere recently.
Right.
I mean,
off the handle.
Yeah. That's true, but I do that all the time. Looks like, oh, right, no new messages are coming in because it's rollover.
We're also 4 minutes from goal, so.
Yay! Did you say gold or goal?
Goal.
Or did you say goal?
Goal.
See, if I could have kept that up for 4 minutes, we would have been done.
Yep. You got to learn the circular breathing.
I don't believe in circular breathing.
People do it. I mean,
yeah, whatever.
Kenny G played, what, one note on his saxophone for 9 continuous minutes?
Really?
Yeah. Doing the circular breathing thing.
Wow, I bet that sounded exactly as bad as every other Kenny G song.
Well, it prompted the Daily Show, which then was hosted by Craig Kilborn, to say, in other news, Kenny G blows, which was well worth the effort. And people who play didgeridoos, circular breathe.
Yeah, it's just that I've never seen anybody who can actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Tuvan throat singers, like that one guy, Ondar, Tuvan throat singer. He totally got Ondar'd by somebody at Counter-Strike the other day.
YQM suggests that I plug the Player Made Music site in the remaining 2 minutes, which is kol.yqmonline.com, and which contains... literally hundreds of player-made music songs that are lovely and good, and has just been remodeled, actually. The site looks really pretty and professional.
We should talk about getting them those links, but I'm still have the same concern that I always had, which is that I think they're already hurting for money bandwidth-wise, and the first day's worth of traffic from the links would bankrupt them.
Hmm.
You know, and I mean, donations, I feel, would follow, because, I mean, the Player Picks page kind of supports itself.
Right.
You know, but the Player Picks page, every time somebody looks at it, there are a few K of JPEG to be downloaded, as opposed to a few megabytes of MP3.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
That's weird. I have, my name's on here as having Player Made Music, and it links to a blank page. How bizarre.
How bizarre.
Maybe they're just expecting me to send in something at some point, some way.
Uh-huh. Well, so Siliban says he's done rudimentary circular breathing.
Hmm. So, like, you do it a couple of times and then you just choke on snot. I can never really breathe through my nose anyway, so being able to breathe through my nose in and out through my mouth at the same time.
You can never breathe through your nose?
No, my sinuses are pretty much always fucked up. I roll the blunt, asks, what's with all the plugs?
He's losing his hair, man.
Yeah. Cut me some slack. Yeah, my hair's been growing for about 2 weeks now, and the hairline is there in all of its crappy glory, so...
Ew.
I'm gonna have to shave the head. What's ew?
Your hair is horrible.
Your mom's horrible.
It makes you look like your dad.
My dad's a handsome man. Anyway, hey, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh!
All right. So, KOL Modi is up next, and we shall see you... I'll see you on Wednesday, and...
And I'll see you on Thursday.
And we'll both see you on Monday.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.